Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Federal prosecutors say that former President Donald Trump, while he was president, engaged in criminal activity in a quest to stay in power after he lost the 2020 election. At the center of this, the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol, in which more than 1,000 other people also faced charges in separate cases. Details from VOA's national correspondent Steve Herman.
Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, shortly after Tuesday's indictment was unsealed, said the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol building was fueled by lies.
Targeted at obstructing a bedrock function of the U.S. government, the nation's process of collecting, counting, and certifying the results of the presidential election.
The campaign of Trump said in a statement, he has always followed the law and the Constitution. Trump is scheduled to appear before a federal magistrate on Thursday. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. State Department said Tuesday it has not seen any indication of threats against its citizens or facilities in Niger. Spokesperson Matthew Miller.
We're monitoring the efforts by France and other Europeans to evacuate their citizens. We urge Nigerian authorities to facilitate an orderly, safe evacuation.
A military junta overthrew Niger's democratically elected president, Mohamed Bazoum, and his government last Wednesday in the seventh military takeover in less than 3 years in the West and Central Africa. Russian authorities have accused Ukraine in yet another drone attack on Moscow and its surroundings. One of the drones on Tuesday hit the same building in the capital that was damaged by a drone in a similar attack on Sunday. Russian officials claim the intensified attacks on the capital region reflect failures in Ukraine's counteroffensive. The repeated drone strikes underscore Moscow's vulnerability as Russia's war in Ukraine drags into its 18th month. This is VOA News. The United States has been told that Russia is prepared to return to talks on a deal that allowed the safe Black Sea export of Ukraine grain, but the U.S. envoy to the United Nations said on Tuesday she has yet to see any movement toward talks. Russia quit the deal on July 17th. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield says if Russia wants to get its own fertilizer to global markets and make agricultural transactions, they're going to have to return to the deal. The fallout from the new law that limits the power of the Israeli judiciary is already being felt. When the grad steam reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
A new survey found that more than a quarter of all Israelis are considering leaving the country if the judicial overhaul continues. The day after the law was passed, a new WhatsApp group called Doctors for Relocation had already attracted 3,000 members. Chagai Levine is the chairman of the Association of Public Health Physicians.
So many Israelis, more than 1,000 physicians, now are starting to look for options for relocation for other countries.
Along with the doctors are the Army reservists, who have already begun to act on their threats to refuse volunteer reserve duty. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Four Nigerians survived 14 days on the rudder of a large ship by drinking the seawater, crashing just meters below them, before being rescued by Brazilian federal police. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
The migrants had run out of food and water on their 10th day at sea. Thank God Opemibo Matthew Yeye is one of them.
It was a terrible experience for me. Been a first time, I've never tried that before. But because I already made up my mind to leave, so I just summoned the courage, you know. But then it's not easy. You know, seeing the ship, you know, shaking, you know, I was so scared.
Two of the men have since been returned to Nigeria upon their request. Yeye and the other man, Roman Epimene Friday, have applied for asylum in Brazil.
That is Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. Fitch Ratings has downgraded the United States government's credit rating, citing rising debt at the federal, state, and local levels and a steady deterioration in standards of governance over the past two decades. Fitch says the worsening political polarization around spending and tax policy are key reasons for the downgrade. It said U.S. governance has declined relative to other highly relative or rated countries and cited repeated debt limit standoffs and last-minute resolutions. The rating was cut Tuesday, one notch to a AA+ from AAA, the highest possible rating. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.